how are you going to get better at something if you don't practice, right?
Sure.
It's 99.7 EJX. However, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Honest mistake, honestly.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without pole dancing in your living room and flooding your apartment, then you're doing okay.
Oh, boy.
Listen.
Oh, boy.
Listen, Asha didn't know that her pole that she erected in her apartment was going to fall over, causing the to hit the fire sprinkler and flood her entire apartment.
Oh, gosh.
When she got it as a gift.
Oh, no, no.
KTRK.
The pole crashing into a fire sprinkler.
Oh, no.
Water shooting from the ceiling.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And immediately I'm in shock because I'm like, oh my gosh, this cannot be happening to me.
The pole, a recent addition to her living room.
recent addition. A little DIY project.
Gifted to her by a colleague just 3 days prior.
Yeah.
So gifted to her by a colleague?
Yeah, listen to this.
He was like, hey, I have this pole. I'm giving it away. Do you want it? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, that's a pole? Yes, of course I'm going to take a pole.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely, I want it. It wasn't even a thought that it could possibly hit the sprinkler. We were more worried about it hitting a wall or hitting this.
Much of Gilbert's furniture ruined,
and she's
forced to move out.
Yeah, she had to relocate to a different apartment in the complex.
But the worst thing is, she's probably thinking immediately, oh, no, no, no. I'm going to have to explain this and then get headlines like pole dancing mishap leads to water damage.
Yes.
And they're going to know what you're doing.
There's footage of it as well, which is just brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Because we don't live in an age where just something happens and you can brush it under the rug. No, there's always video of something happening somewhere.
I mean, does she pull off some decent moves before the mishap?
She doesn't even get all the way around the pole.
She doesn't get all the way around it. Nope. Don't even. I can't even see her potential.
Look, she was thinking that she was just going to allow the tension of the pole. She didn't secure it with like anchoring screws to the ceiling.
Yeah.
She just thought, you know what? The tension is going to be fine.
Like a shower curtain pole.
Right.
Yes.
She's learned that that is not the case.
You know, a lot of people do that for fitness.
Pole dancing?
Yeah.
I've heard. There are pole dancing classes.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's probably what it was.
And listen, the profession where it's utilized the most, they are like athletes.
Yes, they are.
The core strength it takes to do that well.
100%.
Anyways.
It's unfortunate she can't practice at home now.
At least not now.
Not now.
Hopefully she'll be able to relocate the pole, anchor it properly.
Anchor it properly.
And then
is
practice.
The key.
Yes. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without pole dancing in your living room and flooding your apartment, then you're doing okay.
Although I wonder if they're going to add an addendum to the lease at the apartment complex.
Like, they may have to.
No poles are allowed.
And someone moving into that apartment complex is like, wow, well, if there's this addendum, someone probably did it.
Exactly. And it's Asha.
That's right. Okay. There you go. That's your side of the bar story.